Hello everybody, my name is George Markomanolis. I'm a lead HPC scientist at CSE IT Center for Science, and I'm excited to be here to present some work about utilizing AMD GPUs, tuning, programming models, and roadmap. Just before I start, to mention really fast what is Lumi, the supercomputer that's going to be installed in Finland. For more details, see my last year presentation. I will just say that the motivation of this talk is about the AMD GPUs, that it will have almost half exaflop AMD Instinct GPUs. And the CPU partition has already been installed and is under testing and some pilot programs and openings soon to public. And have some storage system, but I will continue to the next one. Now, this is a mock-up of the architecture of the MI100. This is not the GPU of Lumi, this is the GPU that we have access. So you can see here some asynchronous compute engine, hardware scheduler, 8 shader engines, 1, 2, 3, 4, and another 4, with 16 compute units, but 8 totally are disabled, and this compute unit has 64 shader processing cores. Okay, so, and it has also in the fabric links and all of the things, but I'm not going into more details. I just want to keep the 120 compute units. And really one slide, just introduction to HIP. You can find more details in the last year presentation. HIP is a heterogeneous interface for portability developed by AMD. It can be executed in both platforms, AMD and NVIDIA. Many well-known libraries ported to HIP. There's minimal overhead. New projects or porting from CUDA could be developed directly to HIP, and the supported CUDA API is called with a HIP prefix. See CUDA malloc becomes HIP malloc, etc. And you can find HIP in this link. Now, a benchmark about matrix multiplication. The code is QBLAS. It was converted to HIPBLAS. About conversion, again, see the last year presentation. In this small example, it's a matrix multiplication 2000 size and 6 precision. And all the CUDA calls were converted and it was linked with HIPBLAS. And what you see here, the y-axis is gigaflops. And the V100 achieved around 12, 13 teraflops in this situation, and here the MI100 achieved close to 22 teraflops, and MI100 achieved more closer to theoretical peak than V100, and it was quite straightforward and efficient. In this benchmark, I have N-body simulation, so I give you where I found the code. All the CUDA calls were ported, and we have almost 33,000 number of small particles and 2,000 time steps. Now, what's interesting here on the y-axis is seconds. The V100 was close to 70 seconds, and when I ported and I ran it on MI100, it was close to 95 seconds, something like that. So MI100 was worse performance than V100. Then I was checking the code, and of course I was checking the ROCm change log. So in ROCm 4.1, they decided to use 1,000 threads per block instead of 256. And when I changed this back manually to 256 threads per block, then here I achieved a faster performance than V100 with like 50 something seconds. It's not huge speed up, but at least when we compare by default some values, maybe if we don't know how to tune, we can say, oh, MI100 is worse than V100, etc. So some tuning is required. BubbleStream is a memory-bound benchmark from the University of Bristol. It's well-known to benchmark memory. It has 5 kernels, add, and you can see here like the formula, multiply, copy, triad, and dot. Dot is interesting because it's basically reduction, and the triad has also similar performance with other kernels. I will mention later some results. So I wanted to say that I use mainly these benchmarks in some cases. So about improving the OpenAP performance on BubbleStream for MI100, original code is here in open OMP target teams distributed parallel for SIMD. Target to have the GPUs, create teams, distribute the workload and make it parallel. Now the SIMD, if you use AMD bare metal system until LLVM at least 12, doesn't do anything. It's here, if you have it or not, it doesn't matter. But if you use Cray compiler, it's mandatory. You will see a warning that it will not be parallelized correct. So you need to use SIMD. Now, as I know that I want 256 threads per block and double a number of teams from computation units in order to have to cover the lattice and everything, I know and add here thread limit and num teams 256 and 240. Now for the dot kernel, because it was a trial and error, we achieved with 720 teams the best performance. So this is a way how to tune manually the performance to increase for OpenMP on MI100 for specific kernels usually. Here we discuss about the MixBench. It's a benchmark tool to evaluate the performance bounds of GPUs on mixed operational intensity kernels. The executed kernel is customized on a range of different operational intensity values, supported programming models, CUDA heap, OpenCL and SQL, and we'll use the CUDA heap. We use three types of experiments combined with global memory access, single precision, double precision and half precision, multiplying additions, and the results will be presented with peak performance only, and the source of the benchmarks is in this GitHub. So the y-axis is the gigaflops, and we see here the V100, NVIDIA V100, double precision, single precision and half precision. So we see that from double precision around to close to 7.5 teraflops, and single precision is increasing close to double, 14 to 15, and then to at half we see that it goes a bit down around to 10 to 11 teraflops. So what happens next? We compare with the A100, which is close to 9.5 teraflops double precision, and it goes more than 19 for single precision, and if I remember correctly, like close to 54, 55 for half precision. So significant improvement for half, and of course for the other ones. And then we compare with the MI100, which I repeat is one generation before the Lumen GPU. And what we see here, double precision is increased close to above 10 teraflops. Single precision is close to 22 teraflops, again better than A100, but the half precision is lower, is close to 43, 44 teraflops, so it's lower than A100. So on half operations didn't really perform well significant to A100. Now, programming models. We have utilized with success at least the following